Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we've been talking this week about the glorious, precious gift of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father. And it's so important for us to lay hold of the truth that is given to us in Scripture and the teaching of the church about the person of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the gift par excellence that comes to us in our baptism. The Holy Spirit is the one who unites us to the Father and the Son. It's the Holy Spirit who makes everything happen. It's the Holy Spirit who makes a priest when he's ordained. It's a bishop when he's ordained. And to make us born again by water and the Spirit when we're baptized. It's the Holy Spirit that is our advocate, is our counselor, who helps us hear the Word of God. It's the Holy Spirit that speaks to our hearts and helps us understand God's will for our lives. It's the Holy Spirit that works miracles through the body of Christ. It's the Holy Spirit that enlightens minds and empowers the gospel. It's the Holy Spirit that comforts us and helps us be holy. The Holy Spirit is it. And so what I thought I'd do, actually before I jump into it, I just want to remind you, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. I really think it's been a powerful week reflecting on the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of every believer. Now, I'm sure that those of you who've been listening this week may not feel like, wow, I don't experience the Holy Spirit that way, or I didn't know the Holy Spirit was meant to be active in my life in that kind of way. I didn't know what I inherited. I didn't know the relationship of how it works between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in our lives. And so that's really why we do these shows, friends, so that we can come into it, because it's so important for us to know what we've been given. One of the things the devil wants to do is he wants to choke off our flow, the flow of life and light from God. He wants us to be fixed here on earth alone. He wants us to be trapped in our own narrow perspective of life. He wants to get us into a daily dialogue that has nothing to do with God. He wants to stand on one shoulder every morning, or he wants to surround us with his demons and speak to us lies every single day. You're no good. You're not worth anything. Nobody loves you. You failed. God is disappointed in you. You're not really a child of God. You deserve everything that comes to you. There's no hope for you. You'll never get out of this. You might as well give up, give in. You might as well quit following God. It's not real. Your life is going to end up as a failure. You're sick because God's judging you. One thing after another, these lies, and we get trapped in them. And what we need is what Scripture calls a renewed mind. A renewed mind is, as St. Paul said, we acquire a fresh, new spiritual way of thinking. Our mind is the mind of Christ. It's so important for us to lay hold of everything that we've been given, because it's the Spirit of God that we've been given in baptism that unites us and gives us the life of Christ and gives us a renewed mind. And so reflecting on Scripture, the teaching of the church, it's like a priest friend, Father Francis Martin, who passed away a number of years ago, said, reading the Scripture is like, imagine, he said, taking a sponge. If you have a sponge and it's thrown into a puddle of muddy water and it absorbs it. And you see, you take that sponge out and you see it, it's dirty, it's dark, and it's absorbed that dirty water. And he said, what you have to do with a sponge like that is what? You under fresh, clean water, you just work that sponge, and in time, all the dirt and the muck and everything will get washed out of that sponge, and clear water will begin to flow through it, and it'll be fresh again. You can use it. So that's an analogy of what our mind is like. In the world, there's just a lot of muck and a lot of dirt and a lot of darkness, a lot of negative ways of thinking that are spiritually harmful. You know, think about social media and news. It's just constant. Our minds get absorbed. And a lot of what the world serves up is unhelpful spiritually. It's darkened. It flows from darkened minds. It flows from unredeemed hearts in many ways. And so then our mind becomes like a sponge, and it gets darker and darker and heavier, and it absorbs all the wrong stuff. And so we end up being consumed by it. The lies of the world. And what we need to do, Father Francis said, is put our mind under the Word of God. And it'll be like a fresh spring of water, God's Word, and it'll slowly, daily cleanse our minds, and we'll acquire a fresh new spiritual way of thinking, which will lead us to wisdom, healthy fear of the Lord. It'll lead us to freedom and joy. and a picture of reality, and it'll help us step into our identity, who we really are. So take up the Word of God. You know, I've read a lot of Bible passages this week. Take these shows and just replay them. And just take your Bible, take the passages that I referred to and that I'm talking about, and just work through those. Get on your knees and say, Lord, put your Word in me. Help me come alive in your Word. Amen. Okay, so let's just right now, I want to go through a list of things today about, you might say, the missions of the Holy Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit come to do in each and every one of us? Number one, first thing the Holy Spirit does is to reveal to every human heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the first mission of the Holy Spirit, through backing the preaching of the gospel so that human hearts can see, as 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, the light of the glory of God that shines on the face of Christ. The Holy Spirit helps us see that Jesus is Lord and that he's been glorified, that he's risen from the dead, that he is indeed who the church preaches him to be, you might say. And so St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Of course, anybody can say the words, Jesus is Lord. But nobody can say it with faith conviction that Jesus is my Lord. It's always a good thing to say, friends, if you're baptized into him. Let's say it together right now. Say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Jesus Christ is our Lord. That means, friends, that Jesus reigns in our hearts. St. Peter said, enthrone Jesus Christ in your heart. And if you've never done that, ask Jesus right now. Say, Lord, please forgive me for my sin. I believe that you're the Lord and that you're risen from the dead. I ask you to come, Lord, and be the Lord of my life. I give you the keys, the reins to my life. I ask you to come. I submit myself to you. Lord, be enthroned in my heart. Come, Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who does that, friends. Another thing the Holy Spirit does is he's the one who makes us born again. Unless you're born again by water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. By the way, a lot of times I see like videos, Protestant brothers and sisters who might be evangelizing people in the street or whatever, and you see recordings of it. And say, are you born again? Catholics get asked the question, are you born again? And I can't tell you how many times I've seen, even in conversations myself, Catholics stumble. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. Look, if you've been baptized into Jesus, you are born again. You're born again by water and the Spirit. These are the words of Jesus himself. And John the Apostle said, you know, beloved, we are God's children now. That's what it means to be born again. You're born into the family of God. You've got the nature of Jesus in you, the life of Jesus, the Christ life is in you. That's how you become a child of God. That's how you're born again. What else does the Holy Spirit do? He pours God's love into our hearts. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Yes, this is what the Holy Spirit wants to do, is to just continually pour the love of God into your heart. We need it, friends, because our hearts are so mixed with so much and stuffed with so many lies and so much confusion. And many times we just, because we're under self-condemnation so often, self-hatred and, you know, depression, whatever it is, discouragement, the devil wants to get us into, even to despair he wants to get us to. We end up projecting onto God the Father our image of ourselves. He must not love me. He's focused on my failures. He's tired of me. I'm under condemnation. All the rest of it. I'm an orphan. I'm not a child. All of it, friends, is a lie. All of it. Ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, come. Pour your love, the love of the Father, into my heart. And just receive it. And just say it over and over again. Friends, this is your right as a child of God. This is your inheritance. This is your dignity. This is your freedom. And that love being poured into your heart will lead to the next thing the Holy Spirit does, reveals God as our Father in our hearts. Not a distant force, not an angry judge. He's a loving Father. Romans 8, 15, 16. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, It is the Spirit Himself bearing witness to our spirit that we are children of God. The Holy Spirit is given to preach to your spirit, to communicate to your spirit, to bring faith conviction to your spirit that you indeed are a child of God. From your heart, cry out, Abba, Father. Abba, Father, I belong to you. His arms are open, friend. He's not angry. He doesn't have a stick to beat you. He's not closing the door on you. He's standing there, arms wide open. The outstretched arms of his son, Jesus, calling you his child, saying, my child, I love you. And then respond, Abba, Father. Another thing the Spirit does is gives us power to overcome our enemies. The Spirit weaponizes us in the healthiest way you can think of that. Well, who are enemies? The world, the flesh, and the devil. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. There's a power in you that's greater than the power of the world, that is the world around us that resists God and seeks to enslave us, the one that the devil manipulates, the dimensions of this world, love of money, love of power, love of honor, you know, all these idols that are present, you know, sexual idols, all this stuff. You can have victory and power over these things. You're greater than all those things because you're made in the image and likeness of God, but we become a slave to those things because we don't know who they are. We need to stand up against the world and say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Okay, the flesh. If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 13. If we live by the flesh, Paul says, you're going to die. The flesh is that part of us that puts us first. My will be done, not God's will be done. My will be done before everybody else. I want to feed myself. I want to live for pleasure and honor and all the rest of it. I put myself first. That's the flesh. And Paul says, if by the Spirit you put those drives, those ideas, those thoughts to death, you will live. Right? So live by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Another thing the Spirit does is leads us to overcome the work of the devil. Luke chapter 11, verse 20. If by the finger of God I cast out demons, Jesus said, then the kingdom of God is at hand. What is the finger of God? It's the Holy Spirit. Take authority over the devil and his strategies against you in the power of the Spirit. Another thing the Holy Spirit does is convict us of sin. John 16, 8, he will convict the world of sin because they do not believe in me, Jesus said. The great sin is that we don't believe in Jesus. The Holy Spirit will also be our advocate, our counselor, who will lead us to all truth, Jesus said, John 16, 13. The Holy Spirit will give us power to witness to Jesus. Acts 1, 8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. The Holy Spirit will give us charisms and spiritual gifts, the power of God to do the work of God. 1 Corinthians 12, 7, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, right? And to each has been given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good, is what that passage said. He gives us power to live a new way of life. Galatians chapter 5, if we live by the Spirit, we shall also walk by the Spirit. The Spirit gives us power to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. The Spirit gives us eternal life. Romans 8, 11, if the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Friends, that's the Holy Spirit. And remember, Luke 11, 13, the Father loves to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. And there's always more, friends. There's always more. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.